You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Māori Party candidate for Manurewa, Tasha Hohaia, has found herself under speculation for interesting campaign techniques. I spoke with her this morning and asked her to explain how she's choosing to run her campaign in a different way this election.
So I'm doing all that I can to make it a natural thing. So it's natural to go to McDonald's, it's natural to, you know, just go into spaces where people already are. So rather than calling public meetings, I'm going to, just more natural spaces, bars, churches, youth groups, McDonald's, basketball courts. But I'm also doing I decided I'd make my billboards a selfie board. I figure most young people that I'm talking to, they don't feel like politics is something for them, or they feel like they're not part of it. But everyone feels part of a selfie. And so I'm trying to use language that is, it's not political, because everything is political, but it can be quite off-putting to have words that you don't understand, or it can be confusing to... even to have, like, just a whole lot of, I found that a lot of young people don't like, they don't find it attractive, but just the conflict-based campaigning. And so I'm like, well, I'm not even about putting other people down. I'm just about showing this is what I can do, this is what my party can do, and we're here for you.
And so why is it important that you're engaging with younger generations of voters?
They say, like, 3 out of 5 young Kiwis voted in the last election. And we're a growing young population, and so if we don't start participating in these conversations, you know, these decisions, like, they don't get put on hold, they get made, and they get made on behalf of us and without us. And so I'm like, we need to be part of these conversations. We need to, you know, they're political, and we need to be in that space. We need to be contributing to it.
And I've noticed you've got billboards that don't have your face on it. What's the intention with that?
When I look at billboards, I think, okay, that's someone speaking at me. But I wanted to make kind of selfie board, because the conversation is one that, you know, you as a person who's just walking past can be a part of it. So you're allowed to be a part of it, and you're allowed to be part of the political conversation, and you're allowed to do it in your own style with a selfie and with a hashtag. And so, yeah, I decided to put up a selfie board to invite people into the conversation, so it's not just being spoken at. And plus, a selfie is, like, pretty non-threatening. And I also think, surely we've come, you know, it's been years and years and years that we've been putting faces on boards of wood. You know, surely we've progressed to, you know, something that fits the audience.
Have you experienced any criticism with engaging communities on social media?
Yeah, well, so a lot of people have said, oh, do you think social media is going to solve everything? And of course I don't. You know, it's only a reflection of what happens in real life too, but it's all magnified. I know some people have said, oh, well, it's all fine, they might like your stuff and what you're saying, but it's another thing getting them to the polls on the day. And so I know that, and so I'm also using social media to hold, to help facilitate people holding themselves accountable to each other on voting day. So I'm also using social media for groups, so that groups of friends, like, it leads to something, it translates to the actual voting on the day. So people are going to be holding each other accountable on the day, like, this is what we're doing on the day, we're doing coffee, and then we're voting. Or, you know, we're all going out to play volleyball, and then we're voting. So it's, yeah, I think there's a way to use social media in a really smart way, and I think we haven't seen it yet capitalized in its most powerful form.
Those are my main questions, but do you have any further comments you want to make?
On the matter of young people voting, and I think we underestimate how much trust young people put in someone who looks like them, and I think we've seen that in recent changes. But so I'd encourage parties to put forward your young people. You know, we need sustainable We need sustainability, and we need, like, us as a country, we want to see a group of people who represent all of us. And so, yeah, I think we shouldn't represent the power of even just a person being young. You can try as much as you like. You know, you can do all the right things, but if a young person doesn't see themselves in you and their hopes and dreams represented in you, then I think you'll see a different story.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.